I have trouble with this in Stillwater, too.
You do?
Yeah.
Well?
But not this bad.
I see. Well, then you take it out around Stillwater, your air is a little more, not so close to, like it is here. This year here is a little damp. Mm-hmm. Air, you noticed that yourself.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you about the place where you'd stay if you went into Siloam Springs.
You mean where I'd stay all night?
Yeah, a commercial place.
Well, I don't know. I guess a fella's stay at the hotel or where you did last night, one of those.
And if you went to see a play, you'd probably go to a...
theater.
And if you got sick, you'd go to the...
go to the hospital.
And the girl who took care of you would be...
be a nurse.
Is there a railroad? I know there's a railroad in Siloam.
Oh, yes.
I saw the cars there.
Kansas City Southern.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you crossed it going up to that... you went on to the underpass, didn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Oh, did it smell? They had a lot of empty boxcars that were brought in produce for the cannery.
Uh-huh.
All that stuff
was
rotting.
Well, it was a big cannon factory right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you went under that underpass, and after you didn't go very far, after you got on the underpass, you come to that motel.
Uh-huh.
Oh, probably a quarter of a mile. Don't you reckon?
Yeah, I made a mistake, though. It said east, and I went west for about half a mile, and I turned around and went back.
Oh, you did? Well.
What a silly thing.
Well.
You ever take the train out of Siloam?
Don't remember that I ever rode a train out of Siloam. I have left here. Most usually went to Gentry and
mm-hmm.
went out that way.
Do they have a place to get on the train there?
At Siloam?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have a depot there. The trains don't stop. These passenger trains don't stop altogether in Gentry and Decatur, but they do stop in Siloam.
Uh-huh. I noticed the fire station there.
Yes.
What do you call that?
We call it the fire station.
Is that your normal term?
Yeah, that's right.
1915. It looks like a brand new building.
Yes.
It's certainly well kept.
Well, that used to be on the over here to that fireplace. The Tony used to be the hospital. And they built a dandy hospital up there. You probably didn't pass the hospital. Oh, it's a dandy.
I'd like to go back there and just loaf around for a few days.
You know, sir, that I told you you'd like that.
I did.
Oh, yes, you'd like that. I'd rather live right there as any little town I know of anywhere, shape, or form. Don't live that live in Tulsa.
Yeah, I think I would.
Yeah, Tulsa's too big a place for me. I'd rather live right there to live in Tulsa.
Up in Jay, what do you call that place where the courthouse is?
Call it the courthouse yard. There's a courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's kind of a strange thing. We had a courthouse burn. Over north of that Jay courthouse one time. And they got a big confusion up, you know, on one thing or another. Some of them owned it one place and some another.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the early days when they first become a statehood, and they burnt the records.
Mm.
Then they finally compromised, and the courthouse in Jay is on in the middle of the 10 acres in the county. That's square dab in the middle.
Mm.
The 10 acres in the county. It's just as far south and far north and west and east.
Do you fellas down here?
That's right.
I read that it had been up at Grove at one time.
It was one time.
And you voted it out.
But that's right, and they had county court up at Grove a while.
Mm-hmm.
Now everything's clear away from there and in Jay. I sat on jury for a couple of weeks in county court there at Grove way back years ago when I was a young man.
That's a pleasant town, isn't it?
Yes. It's close to that waterfront there, you know.
Yeah.
And
let's see, from 1861 to 1865, the North and the South fought the